Doppelganger 1, Julius Schreck. As told by Time magazine, when Hitler drove out in his huge Mercedes-Benz, the man at the wheel was usually Julius Schreck, muscular, slit-eyed subcommander of the Schutzstaffel, who wore an imitation Hitler mustache. Schreck was an early Nazi chief organizer who played his part in the 1923 Munich Beer Hall Putsch and was sent to Landsberg prison, along with other top Nazi leaders. Schreck periodically acted as Hitler's double and on occasion was assaulted because of their resemblance. Julius Schreck was the first commander of the Schutzstaffel, SS, a special police force that originated as a strict bodyguard company for Hitler. After the SS began to expand under Heinrich Himmler, Schreck remained on the SS payrolls and worked as Hitler's private chauffeur and political decoy. Time magazine reported that Julius Schreck developed meningitis and died on May 16, 1936. White-faced and shaking, Adolf Hitler last week stood beside an open grave in Grafelfing Cemetery near Munich. Massed behind him were most of Germany's Nazi bigwigs. The Realm leader had come to bury his chauffeur, Julius Schreck, 32, dead of inflammation of the brain. Germany, chauffeur to Valhalla, Time, June 1, 1936. In contrast, the Pittsburgh Press published a dreadfully different story about Julius Schreck. He was a primitive, brutal animal type of man utterly devoted to Hitler. According to the Pittsburgh Press article, Schreck contracted an abscess while taking Hitler's Mercedes cars from Berlin to Munich and had a great swollen jaw. He took a screwdriver from his tool case, gouged and scraped the infected tooth, broke open an abscess covering four teeth, amidst horrible pain tried to pull the worst tooth with a pair of pliers and started to Munich with a temperature of over 100. Sabotage howls Hitler at error in mustache size, Pittsburgh Press, June 11, 1942. The Pittsburgh Press said that when he arrived in Munich, Julius Schreck was taken to a hospital and subsequently died of the infection. The word was that Hitler wept bitterly at his chauffeur's death. To confound Schreck's notice of death even more, the Humanitas International Historical Time Base noted that Julius Schreck died in traffic accident in 1936. Also, according to some archives of the D.H. Ramsey Library at the University of North Carolina, Schreck was involved in an accident and was killed. An online submission from the Abilene Christian University in Texas somberly inquired, "Did Hitler's late chauffeur Julius Schreck die in an auto accident under mysterious circumstances?" The Chicago Times reported that Julius Schreck, aged 38, although Time magazine said that Schreck died at the age of 32, formerly was Adolf Hitler's look-alike or double. It said that Schreck was a Bavarian, who also acted as the chauffeur of the Führer's giant Mercedes. During election campaigns, Julius Schreck sometimes slept in his clothes for weeks at a time. As declared by German rumors, Schreck and Hitler were traveling in a car to the town of Bernau on May 15, 1936. According to the Chicago Times story, Hitler on that occasion was driving the car. They reached a railway crossing and slowed up. As they did so, shots fired with unerring accuracy burst from the roadside. The man in the passenger seat slumped. The wrong man had been assassinated. Guarding the dictators, Chicago Times, October 1, 1939. Julius Schreck was probably the highest-ranking doppelganger within the Third Reich. He purportedly endorsed a German Grand Prix race car and the expansion of the Autobahn motorway. Sometimes called Pistol Schreck for his handgun mania, he dutifully was the SS commander in Nazi Germany closest to the Führer.